are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It's your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and if you couldn't tell by the music you hear, it is time for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. And of course, my co-host is Russ Collins. Russ is the executive director of the Michigan Theater and the State Theater in Ann Arbor, and good to see you pre-Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to this show, of course, but I'm also looking forward to the next couple shows where you and Michael Jewett and I are going to talk about the movies
exactly
at the end of the
year
and the awards.
Kind of the favorites of 2019, and then a look ahead to the award season and
something
to tune in
to. Movies
in 2020.
Over the holidays.
Exactly so. Right. So join us the day after Christmas and the day after New Year's.
That's right. But today we can talk about things that are opening. And opening at the Multiplex is a film that I'm really looking forward to is Bombshell. So this is Margot Robbie is starring in the film with John Lithgow. But the star, the top star is Charlize Theron. And Nicole Kidman, and they're talking about the Fox News.
Charlize plays Megyn Kelly, right?
She plays Megyn Kelly. And so anyway, preliminary buzz on this is really good, so you can check that out starting tomorrow at the Multiplex. And then a film that's gotten not very good reviews, but if you're a fan of musicals, especially Cats, which is a very bizarre musical anyway.
Did you see it on Broadway or around town on one of the touring versions?
I have seen it, yes.
Did you enjoy it?
It's Andrew Lloyd Webber. I'm not the biggest Andrew Lloyd Webber fan, but a lot of people really, really like it. And it was very clever when it came out in the 80s, because that's when it first came out, and he started to put it together. And Tom Hooper, who directed The King's Speech and Les Miserables and The Danish Girl, a very, very good director, has put his whole heart and soul into making this work. And it's got a great cast. James Corden, who I know he's known as a late-night talk show host, but he's a theater artist of very good acclaim. Judi Dench, need we say more?
Right.
Idris Elba, Jennifer Hudson, Ian McKellen, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
What name doesn't belong on that list that you just
well,
read?
Well, and Rebel Wilson. Yeah. So,
okay, Boomer.
Anyway, it's got an amazing cast, and so anyway, but the reviews are not so hot. And it was kind of an impossible task anyway. It maybe should have been a Pixar animated film or and it's kind of a cross between. Anyway, it reminds me of the Tom Hanks movie with the train, the Christmas film, where you know they did a motion capture of everything, and so it's an animation, but it's. Anyway, it's and
this
is
something express. It's escaping me, right?
Yeah, Polar Express.
Polar Express.
And in this one, it's not. It's kind of like that in that they've just put fur on everybody digitally. So anyway, the other film that's opening up this week everywhere, including at the State Theater, is Star Wars.
And that's actually getting very good reviews.
It's getting a 60% positive review. So it's a film that's very fan base driven, and there's a lot of schisms. It's almost like our political environment. There's a lot of schisms in the fan base, and so there's very strong opinions. Owen Gleiberman, who actually grew up in Ann Arbor, went to the University Musical Society or the University of Michigan. He haunted all of the film societies in the 60s and 70s when he was in high school and college, and wrote a book about it. He's the chief critic for Variety, which is the show business rag that's been around.
It's kind of like the Bible, right?
It's kind of like the Wall Street Journal of show business.
Right.
Yeah, of just show business across the board. And he liked the film a lot, actually. He said, no Star Wars film can fully recapture the thrill of 40 years ago, 1977, when the first Star Wars film came out, but is directed by J.J. Abrams, the ninth and final chapter in the saga that George Lucas created may come closer to any Star Wars movie since in terms of being exciting, thrilling, and really doing the things that you want a Star Wars film to do.
Can I make a bold prediction?
Yeah.
I think before his time passes, and even though he has sold off the franchise,
George Lucas
will come back and do one more.
Oh, no, there's going to be a lot of other Star Wars films.
Oh, but I'm saying George Lucas
will
come back, write, and direct one more.
Yeah, he's not a very good director. He's a very good screenwriter and an amazing creative mind, but it's pretty interesting. Well, Owen Gleiberman went on to say, "What can I say? The Rise of Skywalker is, to me, the most elegant, emotionally rounded, and gratifying Star Wars film adventure since the glory days of Star Wars, the original film, and The Empire Strikes Back." And, you know, he says it's not perfect, but what film is going to be perfect?
Well, I know you were selling tickets in advance for the State Theater showing tonight. How well is it selling?
It's pretty sold out. There's some tickets for the early shows. There's definitely tickets for tomorrow and the rest of the weekend. But get online now and get them. But you know, it's playing everywhere. But the State Theater is a special place. That's where I first saw it, at the campus theater.
Is that right?
Downtown in 1977. So.
Well, there you go. See Star Wars at the State. This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat with Russ Collins. What else is opening this week?
We have a film called A Hidden Life, which is a Terrence Malick film. Now, Terrence Malick is a longtime filmmaker. He did a film, Badlands, with Sissy Spacek and Charlie Sheen when they were very young. And then Days of Heaven, which was a Hollywood debacle. It went way over budget, but it's a really compelling film. Thin Red Line, very well reviewed. The New World, Tree of Life, which came out a few years ago.
That was nominated.
And it's a very elliptical, odd film. And this film, A Hidden Life, is the story of an Austrian gentleman during World War II who refused to serve for the Nazis in World War II. He was threatened with execution, but his unwavering faith and love of his wife and children kept his spirit alive. It's kind of an elliptical way to tell the story about a heroic gentleman who flew in the face of undaunting pressure.
Those who like Malick films will love this film.
Exactly.
For sure.
And if you've ever seen a film and been, you know, carried away, even if you didn't like it as much as you think
he can do that.
It really is a very
well,
cool
one
thing.
Of the movies I'm most looking forward to is this bizarre and lauded turn that Adam Sandler is taking.
Yeah, he is a very talented guy. Now, he did a lot of goofy films. He was a Saturday Night Live cast member. But the reviews of this film, Uncut Gems, is very good. It reaffirms the Safdie brothers, who are brothers who are filmmakers and have gotten, you know, really good acclaim.
So here's the endorsement.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis, who is considered perhaps the greatest actor of this or any other generation, said he could not take his hands off the seat in front of him, called Adam Sandler directly to tell him how amazing the performance was and how great the movie was.
Well, Sandler is a very talented guy on several levels, but he plays a charismatic New York City jeweler who's always on the lookout for the next big deal, and he gets in a lot of trouble with other people who are also looking for the next big deal. Now that's opening on Christmas on the 25th. Also opening on Christmas is Greta Gerwig's Little Women, which has gotten great, great reviews. It's got a great cast: Meryl Streep, Laurel Dern.
Many say it's a dang shame
Saoirse
she wasn't
Ronan,
nominated for
absolutely,
a Golden Globe.
And it is a cameo. Emma Watson. So anyway, go to Timothée Chalamet. Great cast, great story, wonderful directed film by Greta Gerwig.
Are you going to go see A Wonderful Life again this year?
Yeah, it's coming up this Sunday. And then we have this film that's done tremendous business. It's a documentary about fungus. It's called Fantastic Fungi.
You got over 400 people in the theater the other day.
Yeah, and so it's playing today through the 23rd. Go check it out. So we got holiday films. We got a lot of great stuff. The Pope. The two popes and Honey Boy and Jojo Rabbit are still playing. And Parasite, probably the best movie of the year, according to Michael Jewett.
Pick a movie and go see it and let us know what you determined to go to. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and this is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Happy holidays from Hollywood.